FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Sunday's FA Cup third qualifying round tie for the women's team. But before that, it's to Saturday afternoon at Wincham Park as FC United took on Witton Albion in the league. Ahead of the game, the club had announced a series of departures and new signings. Leaving the club this past week include forward Cedric Main, who has now signed for South Shields, midfielder Jordan Simpson, who has subsequently joined Macclesfield, while loanee forward Hayden Campbell has returned to Salford City. But three replacements were announced before the weekend arrived. Former Burnley Academy forward Jaden Major has signed from Stockport Town. FC has also re-signed midfielder Luke Griffiths, while Fleetwood's Irish under-19 international Kean Hayes also joins the club on loan. To hear the mood in the dressing room ahead of Saturday's match at Witton Albion, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds just before kick-off.
Well, Neil, welcome to Wincham Park. You've had a busy week. You said you were going to be busy. Talk us through the new signings, starting off with a player that not many people might have heard of, Luke Griffiths, new signing from Warrington, I believe.
Yeah. Luke's come back to us. Listen, it's a player that I've a long time admired. I was gutted when he left, but listen, you made that choice. But when he said to me last week that he's never enjoyed his football as much as he did when he was at FC United, I knew we had a chance of bringing him back. And if you think of not just his passing ability, but his tenacity and the way he gets around the park, we've definitely missed that. And I know Michael Potts has missed that as well. So, you know, we didn't think he'd be available, but he was, and you know, and we brought him back. So yeah, and obviously, you know, the outgoing lads have had to go to create some space. So, you know, Cedric, Hayden went back to Salford, and Jordan moves to Macclesfield. You know, we wish them all the best, but sometimes it just doesn't work at a football club. I've no doubt the likes of Cedric and Simpson and Hayden will go on to be successful, you know, and I back Cedric to score today. That's the way it happens. But we've got to think about our own camp. So Griffiths came in. We've had a kid called Jaden Major watched at Stockport Town for the last few weeks, and he's quick, he's tricky, he's got all the credentials to be a really good player, and he's come through Liverpool's academy and Burnley. So, you know, we're going to try and blend him into the team over the next few weeks. And then one signing that I've been desperate to make all season is Kean Hayes. And each time Fleetwood have said no, they wanted him to go and play higher. But then he's attracted international recognition through Ireland, and he's playing in the under-19s. And I got a phone call yesterday from the manager to say, you know, would he be interested, and it's a signing that I can't wait to unveil, and you know, he'll start today. So it's exciting, you know, three out, three in. And then if you think of that, we've just added Omar and Burnsy to it. So, you know, sometimes the dressing room needs to have that little bit of a shake up, and we haven't won in three, we haven't scored in three. Like you said, we're here at Wincham Park. It's a very long pitch, but we've just got to get on with it, Ben, and see what we can do.
Just to talk about the scoring, it has been a problem, but you've made these changes. It'd be a tall ask, wouldn't it, to them just hit the ground running this afternoon, or is that obviously no. It's what you're hoping? But
no, I think, listen, Burns has come in, his movement, he's worked with us all week, he's been brilliant, breath of fresh air. Kean Hayes knows exactly how we play, and you know, he's fortunate that his under-18s coach, when he was with Simon Wiles, my old assistant, so we play the same way. Like I said, you know, Major will probably come from the bench, as will Omar, but it just gives us options now. I've had a tough tough 24 hours leaving lads out of the squad, like Keaton Mulvey and Matty Rain, etc., but and Jack Bennett. But it's a long season, and we've just got to, you know, try and change it. And you know, there'll be some lads that are on the bench today that are unhappy. But at the end of the day, I've been unhappy for the last 3 weeks, Ben, and I don't plan on having another unhappy Saturday afternoon. So, you know, we're going 4-3-3. We're changing our shape. You know, people said, would we, won't we? I've got three attackers on the pitch today, in Linney, Hayes and Burns, and you know, maybe a little bit more solid in midfield and try and get our fullbacks out. But listen, we've had a great week. Atmosphere is brilliant, confidence is high. Today's another game, and hopefully we can get something from it.
And just a final thought on the challenge of Witten Albion. Like you say, the pitch is long. I think our record here is not great at all. I think it's one win from memory. So
cheers for that.
Stats are there to be broken. Stats are there to be broken.
They are. Listen, they are. And I remember last time we came here, 3-3, you know, thrilling. We conceded late on, but it's not going to get any lower than this season. We've lost the last three games. We haven't scored in three games. There's been certain question marks raised. We've had to have, you know, a real kind of shindig in the dressing room last week, and people have bounced back, and that's going to be part and parcel of football. This team's too good to carry on losing. I'm not saying it's going to turn today. It might turn next week. It might turn the week after. But they're too good, and you know, the football that we play is eye catching. Like I said, we've brought in some players, and hopefully they can hit the ground running. We can get a win today. But if training is anything to go on this week, Ben, you know, I'm sure that the lads will give a good account of themselves today.
Welcome everyone to Winsham Park. Swampy,
yes,
we've got to hit the ground running on this.
Oh, we have,
because we've got so much to talk about.
We have loads.
Firstly, big good luck and all the best to those players who left us last week. Neil, in his post-match interview, said he was going to be busy, and he has been busy.
Very much so. It didn't work for them. In fairness, I mean, the loan signing was only a month, and the other two obviously were FC United players. The loan signing was never going to stay with us. He would have expected, and the other two have shown a bit of quality, but it's just not the right club for them at this moment in time. We wish them well going forward, but equally we've got to think about ourselves as a club.
Neil has made some signings.
He has.
Biggest one, Luke Griffiths, I think.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I waxed lyrical about him for a long, long time. I think we all know the quality of him. Hopefully, he can maybe keep in check his temperament to a degree. I don't mind
him. Woods, though, we're talking before.
I don't mind
all
him.
This, oh, he always gets sent off. Twice?
No.
Paul,
no,
you'll
no.
know this. How no. many times has he been sent off?
Three, I think.
Yes, I know. It was the manner of where he got sent off, on the halfway line. Doesn't really affect the game that often, does it?
Twice.
Twice on the halfway line. It's like, well, no, do it. No, listen, I love him to bits. I think he's an absolute top draw player, and I'm so glad he's come back. I'm hoping he comes back now realising that, you know, going elsewhere ordinary isn't always the best thing to do. He's been welcomed back. He knows the players, so he can gel straight back into the club. And with those players. So fantastic re-signing of him. And I hope he goes on to show. He's 23 years of age, so he's a kid still in footballing terms. So hopefully he can really show the quality starting here today.
New loanee signing joining us as well, Style Paul. You're not the loan signing for Fleetwood. He's
no.
played for the under-19s for Ireland. But Kieran Hayes is.
How do you know he hasn't?
Have you?
He made his debut for Fleetwood. Age 16 years, 145 days, so he's their record holder, the youngest ever player.
Like Matty Wolfenden at Oldham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
I wonder if he's old, but the difference is that Matty Wolfenden is in the Oldham 100 Greats book with a picture of him.
Well, give Kieran a chance. You never know.
Jaden Major.
Jaden Major's the other signing who joins us. He's a natural signing from Stockport Town.
Yeah. Now, he scored this season against Isle of Man. That's his goal. And he scored in another game that was ruled ineligible and had to be replayed.
Can we just say that's not as impressive as it first sounds? Because Isle of Man are in the North West Counties League.
But they are in sixth and Stockport's 15th. So
there we go.
There you go.
But goals has been the problem. It looks like Neil's gone out and addressed it.
Well, we hope so, certainly. We've never gone four games without a goal. That's a record we want to avoid. And as far as this venue, I call it win once.
Win once Park.
Win once Park. Yeah.
What a game though! We played it in the build up to the show.
Cracking game.
5-2.
Yeah. Yeah. Cracking game.
Swampy got one goal. James got the rest.
Mm.
Yeah.
He did. Yes, that's right.
Because it was a 4-1 at half time, wasn't it?
And the other thing is, 15 meetings and 8 red cards, 6 of them for FC, and 5 of them in 2 games.
Witten had a terrible start to the season, but they had a lot of injuries, more than we had.
They've conceded 30 league goals.
Yeah.
There's only Grantham and conceded more.
Yeah, no. You gave us that stat last week, and Grantham finished the game on the same stat. The same stat today. Well, let's hope there's not the same. No. Please.
Well, we've already said we we've not scored for three games. So that cancels that one out. We're going to score in the opening minutes today.
No, you've uncancelled it now.
Equally, I've been led to believe that the manager has set the team a task. That is, if they don't win, they're not going to Poland. So no win, no Poland. And I think that's only fair in fairness. It should be me and
so
Quinny.
So is it going to be a commentary team then?
Just a commentary team.
Should say, on Wednesday night for that game, you've got the TV commentary. There'll also be radio commentary as well for those of you who don't like moving pictures.
And there are some people that actually just prefer to listen to radio and don't like the television.
There are.
I'm not one of those. I like both. So you'll be able to get a bit of Quinn and Swampy on both television and also on radio.
Me and Startup Paul, I'll be in the studio.
I'll hopefully still be doing the stats.
Yes. From
that's bizarre, isn't it? I'm doing the stats. Well, you can do anything now.
You can do it from home. It's fine.
I did do a game from South Shields.
Without being there.
What happens, though, if the television goes down and... I
do what I usually do then.
Make it up. Yeah. Good call.
So, Witten Albion today, Swampet. Yeah. Your last commentary for a while, apart from Wednesday. Obviously.
Yes.
What
have I learned?
An up and down series of matches, hasn't it, that you've been commentating on? And not just your own performance.
Oh, goodness. There we go.
Is this on?
It is. I think it is on, yes. I hope he's not here all week, for goodness sake. No, I mean, it's exactly what I expect of FC this time of the season. You know, they had a decent pre-season, and certain players came and went, so he's left with what he's left with, and he's trying to build a team to play good quality football. Brought in players that he thought he could believe in and could trust, and they really didn't help him out. Injuries haven't helped out, but I've seen some good football from FC. I've been privileged to watch the superb performance of Basford, the superb performance against Bamber Bridge, against Scarborough, Radcliffe. So I have seen a few games that we've won. I've equally seen some absolute dross, and I mean absolute dreadful football, but equally he's addressed that, and I think the team are going to be more galvanised now. I think there was heads down, and I think from last week, Grantham, I think sometimes there's a line in the sand, isn't it? So, right, we can't actually get any worse because we've been beaten by the bottom team of the division. So we can't get any worse than that. So if we get beat today, it can't be any worse than last week. The performance really last week was average.
Go back to the highlights, and it's like it's just a wave, but without testing the goalkeeper.
One shot on target for 90 minutes.
I mean, that just says everything you need to know about a game of football. All the possession in the world. That's why stats don't mean anything at all.
Apart from one shot on target for 90 minutes.
Two.
Apart from that one stat.
Two shots on target. One down to his near post, and the one-on-one. Two.
I think it was one.
I think there might have been three, actually.
On that note, it's now time for team news. Bit of sports night in the background. It was good. Right, the teams. Let's start, obviously talk about FC United first. Aaron Morris.
Thank you.
Suspended. Five yellow cards. Yeah. Naughty boy.
Hold on a second. Yes. Why do you have to tell everyone it's for? Everyone knows you get suspended after five yellow cards. You don't have to tell
Not
anybody.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it could be for a red.
Because Regan Linney has got five. But he can play today because one was in the FA Cup.
Exactly. And that's why I said it, Ben, to give the statistician to come back in there and give us the information we required.
Sam Burns is starting.
Yes.
At number nine. That was a no-brainer, really, after his performance last week.
He'll score today.
From substitute bench.
He'll score today.
Okay. Jonathan Smith's in at number 10.
Yeah, I think the number doesn't really matter, does it? I think it sounds like he's going to be in there with Potts, you reckon?
Alongside Luke Griffiths in midfield. Luke Griffiths starts. Kean Hayes also starts at number 11. Neil said he's going to be playing 4-3-3 today. With Burns, Hayes and Linney as the forward three.
Pace, excitement. And equally, we
do
get
you
the
need pace on a pitch this long?
Well, it's as long as
it's very long.
It's as long as the Matlock. The
Lancaster.
Yeah, it's as long. Yes, you know they play on a deck. They play the ball through. They get the ball across, and I can see goals from both teams.
But as usual here.
Yeah, I can. But I think the Fleetwood signing is one that they've been looking at for a while. The kid has got absolute bags of talent. I think equally, Burns from Blackburn, as I said last week in commentary, I've got a friend of mine who is an avid Blackburn Rovers supporter, lives in Belgium, but he has a stream where he can watch all Blackburn, and when he heard that we had him, he went, been putting butt goals in for fun for the under-23s. He's really good.
Neil Reynolds now out on the pitch, so it's now time to hand over to our expert coverage team.
Ready to take this corner from the right-hand side. And it comes, floated invitingly there. And it's a chance for Burns. And it's got in. It's an own goal, I think, in the end.
No, it's not.
Baker.
Baker scores it. Bouncing around, and Drew Baker, who's given an excellent defensive performance. The ball bobbled around there, and Baker with the final touch, and FC with a deserved lead. And it's the substitute on the right-hand side, plays it back. Hayes wriggles through beautifully. Hayes thinks about a shot, now takes a shot. Good save, rebound, Linney, offside surely. Well, that was a shame because it was magnificent work from Hayes. On the turn is Linney, back to Dodd, now into the box, left-hand side, shoots near post, and well, Hall gets two hands to it, but he can't prevent the corner, and FC looking really sharp now. Linney has it for FC.
Did well
there. Square ball now, Donoghue, 35 yards out, right-hand side, he chips it forward. Ennis tries to get a foot on it, and it's battling, takes a shot, it's blocked. Hayes down. Hayes with a... Yes, 2-0! Hayes! A debut goal. And FC United fully deserved to move into a two-goal lead. They've really been pressurising Witten. And whatever Neil Reynolds said at half-time has done the trick.
Ball high in the air, flicked into the penalty area. Onside decision and goal as well. Well, the assistant referee was nowhere near looking at where that was. He took it superbly well. It was Callum Saunders, I think, the number 10. Great, great finish. But for me, the assistant referee was looking all over the place, apart from where he should have been looking. He was admiring the ball in the air, but a great finish, 2-1. Well, they give the ball away again. It's been sloppy now. The first half, they never gave the ball away. Here's an opportunity to ball into the penalty area, and it's 2-2. And again, it's sloppy work on the far left-hand side. And, well, FC United, from being very comfortable, have just shown, well, they've been lackadaisical. They're not, the ball has just been bouncing off them, opposed to actually cemented and holding the ball well. And two chances for the home team, and FC find themselves now on level terms. Here's an opportunity now for the home team again. The ball through the middle, it's a good opportunity for the number 10, Saunders gets a shot away off the crossbar. Oh, goodness
saved.
Gracious,
great
save.
Brilliant save.
No, fair enough. From my eyesight suggested it hit the crossbar.
They've got the confidence.
Waller's up there, Sutton's up there, it'll be whipped in left footed. Plethora of players, and there's a decent ball goes across everybody, and a wonderful save from FC's goalkeeper Lavican, but the ball's still there with McKenna. McKenna plays it in against a good ball, goes across everybody, falls to the edge of the area, and it's high over the bar. But well, FC United's goalkeeper has made two absolute stunning saves in the last 8 minutes. FC United two goals up, 2-1, and then, well, they're lucky not to be three, perhaps 4-2 down. A deadly silence across Wincham Park. The corner comes in towards the back post, the keeper goes on the end of it, he misses it, and it's in the back of the net, and I don't know who it's come off. In fact, it might be FC United's Hayes. The goalkeeper made a mess of it. There were several players there, and it's an own goal. I think Hayes was the nearest man to it claiming it, but it's FC United find themselves 3-2 up here, and fortuitous perhaps, but equally I think on in general play over the 90, FC United have been the better team. But you've got to say, in the last 20 minutes it could have been a different story. There's going to be 5 additional minutes of play. Well, James, talk us through that quality goal from FC.
Well, a real mess at the back there for Witten, and in the end it was an own goal by a Witten player, but FC have got to see this through. Paul reminded us of the 3-all a while ago.
It's not over till it's over.
So the edge of FC United's penalty area needs to be dealt with, and indeed the referee has actually eventually found his whistle. I think the referee couldn't see where his whistle was either, because of no floodlights. But well, that's a game of football. If there ever was a game of 1.5 halves, and then the last half, and then the last 10 minutes, it was well, pulsating. FC United, James, the first 45 minutes everything but score, because they didn't have any shots on target of real note. Second half, they came out with good attitude, good quality again, get themselves into a 2-0 lead, looking comfortable, looking real quality, and then imploding.
Let us give massive credit to Dan Lavican for those, because there was his FC having surrendered the 2-goal lead, then were on the rack, and it really looked like Witten were going to come away with the points, and Lavican made two, I would go as far as say, world-class saves. and that kept FC level. Then FC, credit the team, regained some pressure, and the ball was kind of bundled into the net somehow, with the help of the Witten back line, it has to be said. But FC, I think in the end, overall, despite that really ropey period in the second half, I think good value for 3 points today.
Yeah, I think the quality of the first half performance and certainly the quality of the first two goals, and up to that point, yes. I think what you can certainly say of the Witten team, though, he made the substitutions and it really changed the game from a Witten perspective. And they showed a lot more quality. They showed a lot more presence about themselves, and they deserve to be back on level terms, you'd have to say, because, as you say, Lavakan with two excellent saves. But sometimes you've got to keep working. You've got to ride out, you know, the periods of time where the opposition are the better team. And FC did that. Two great saves, as you said. And then we score from a corner. It's an own goal. But when you're not getting the rub of the green and you're not winning games and you're not getting the points like sometimes you deserve, something like that, an own goal that changes the game and wins the game for you is what you deserve. And, you know, 3 points from FC this afternoon. And the floodlights are still not on. Statsock can rip up them stats now. They don't exist anymore. New stats. What's required this? For next time we're here at
Win Twice Park.
First Saturday win of the season.
Indeed, indeed.
Who were man of the match then?
Well,
Lavakan.
I think Curtis Jones was absolutely magnificent. I really do. But I think Lavakan, you're right in so many ways, with the two fantastic saves. And that saves the points, and then we've won the points. So for me, it's a cross between it's between Lavakan and Curtis Jones. I thought Curtis Jones was magnificent all through the game.
Yeah, he was. I mean, perhaps Jones should shade it because of that, because it was kind of a key moment. But I do think at that moment, I mean, they were two brilliant saves at a time when the game was slipping away.
I think in that respect, when the goalkeeper makes two worldies like that, and it keeps you in the game, and then you go on to win the game, sometimes you have to give it to that player that actually just that moment that keeps you in it or wins you a game, you know. So I'm tempted to agree. I think Jones was absolutely outstanding, but I think those two saves have certainly gained FC the 3 points this afternoon. So I would go with Lavakan for those two particular saves.
What do you think, Paul?
Hayes's run won the corner to the first goal, and then he scored the second on his debut. Mm-hmm. He's got to be a contender.
What about you, producer? Who would you go for?
I thought Jones, but I accept the two saves from Lavakan have basically won the match for FC.
Yeah, and they have won the game for FC, those two saves, but I say Curtis Jones, absolutely tremendous. Always.
What do we think of the new signings that have come in?
It's quite interesting, I think, that when you look at Burns and Hayes, very slight players. I thought Griffiths, quite a diminutive figure, but I thought he came back well.
Does that first half show how much we missed Griffiths? Because it was just like, it was another level, wasn't it?
There was a pass in that first half, wasn't there? You and I both saw he was looking forward and he played it with his right foot, but he played across field. The guy's quality, absolute quality. It's his first game back, you can see that. And I think what you're going to have to find as well, there are certain players that haven't played with him. They're going to have to get used to his quality, you know, and his passing ability, short ball, short pass, short passing, long range passing, his control, everything about it is absolutely superb. So in that respect, great to have him back. Yeah, the other two guys, I mean, let's not forget that the loan signings, so they're not going to be with us all season, but...
No, but this is the thing about the loan signings. Other clubs have benefited greatly this season from loan signings.
Yeah,
I mean, Bamber Bridge.
The loan players that come in, if they gel, they work well together, all it can do is benefit us and it benefit their clubs as well. They can go back to their clubs and knowing that they've done well, and everyone's had the benefit of sort of like having young talent on the pitch. So in that regard, yes, certainly. Those players probably won't even know those stats, you know, in regards to coming here and one game Wincham, you know, victory. But today we've done everything right. We've closed. We've shut up. We sort of like let ourselves down for a period of time. But as you rightly say, testament to the good quality play, the good two substitutions they made from a Witten perspective. They changed the game. It was a cracking finish from Saunders. You've got to say a really good finish from Saunders. But you know, equally from our perspective, we just needed those 3 points, and we got a little bit of luck at the end, an own goal, and we go back with 3 points.
Witten have given the own goal to Greg Hall.
Well, Neil, thanks very much for joining us. Three new players in. They certainly made a big impact in the first 45 minutes. Your thoughts of that performance in the first 45? What pleased you and what did you think we needed to improve upon?
The first 65 minutes pleased me. The first half, I thought we'd gone with a flat defensive three in Smith, Potts and Griffiths, enabled Griffiths to get a lot of ball. We probably didn't see as much as young Keane in the first half as we did the second half. But Linney was pretty much unplayable, and young Burnsy up top did well. But what pleased me really when we haven't scored, you know, in three and a half games, but we have conceded one, two and then one, you know, it's coming at 0-0 was great. And we knew how we could, you know, break them down. We knew where to break them down. I think coming out of the second half, you know, the lads were desperate, wanting to win. Losing Smith was a big blow because he marshalled and organised. But then, obviously, we went and scored another one and 2-0. And then, well, then I'll leave it to you to ask me some questions because, well, I can't, you know, who'd be a manager?
Well, exactly. I mean, the as you said, the first 65 minutes, FC United dominating the game, and a couple of decisions made by individual players. And after that 65 minutes, I think what really started from us, from our perspective, was perhaps just before the substitution, should have been three, didn't do that. And then Dodd, with a reckless challenge, in fairness, didn't need to do it. And the game from that just seemed to change in their favour. They made two changes, and those changes actually paid dividend. And we just didn't look a cohesive unit after that for about 15 minutes.
I like Carl McCullough, the manager, and you've got to congratulate him. He changed his shape, pulled off McNulty. Dog got mad with himself, reckless challenge, like you said. And then for the next 25 minutes, you've got Ben McKenna coming at you and twisting you up left and right. And, you know, he's a great player. And it's that key decision, isn't it? Because as a manager, for, you know, 65 minutes, I think I've got it right. You know, we've got it right. And all of a sudden, you know, a decision goes and you think, have I got it wrong? And then it goes 2-1 and you think, oh, I have got it wrong. And then, you know what happens at the end. But I've got a credit card because he changed the shape and he put us under a lot of pressure. And let's not make no bones about it. They deserved to come back in at 2-0. If it weren't for Lavercombe, they would have won the game. Because we were out, you know. And that's a sign of a side of a low on confidence at the time. And, you know, but if it weren't for Lavercombe, they win the game for me.
I mean, Lavercombe, we're edging to giving man of the match because precisely what you described. But do you have to give credit in the end, though, to the team for being in that position where they thought, oh, this is all slipping away, but did regain the initiative right at the end?
I'll give you my team talking there, what I just said. I said 65 minutes, we were great. 20 minutes, you know, after that, we weren't. We've not had a lot of luck this season, you know, and I've bemoaned that, whether it's decisions, it's penalties, it's own goals or, you know, offside decisions. Every manager who are successful in football needs that little bit of luck. And I just said to the lads, I said, after what we've been through the last 3 weeks, losing three and not scoring, you know, if someone would have said you'd get that little bit of luck, you know, with 3 or 4 minutes ago, I would have taken that. And that's a cruel blow on Witten, because they did really well. They give a really good account of themselves. But, you know, I'm not saying, well, I will say, we haven't had a great deal of luck and we've got a little bit today. And we win the game. And for me, I didn't have the energy to celebrate when the third goal went in, because it's just been a topsy-turvy few weeks. It's hard when you stood there and you see a game that you're in control of, then it slips away from you, and then you get the winner and, you know, you're thinking, are they going to go and get one more? Is it going to be, you know, like the repeat of a couple of years ago? But I'm just so happy for the lads. The lads are brilliant, and, you know, that's for them today.
As you were alluding to there, you know, Carl changed it around a little bit, and credit to them. If you're in his position this afternoon and you're the FC manager and you've just got beaten, are you thinking we deserve to get something out of that game, or you're just thinking, well, we weren't good enough for the first 65, or you're saying, well, the game's over 90 minutes and therefore we deserve to get something out of the game? How would you sort of like...
I think if I was Carl, I'd probably say for 45 minutes we were a little bit cautious when you're at home, and I've been guilty of doing that, you know, when I played Jones and Potts the other week, too cautious. It's... Some people liken it to Fred and McTominay at times, don't they? And, you know, you've got to be a bit brave. And I think
we're better than that, in fairness.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll carry on.
And I think he'll look back on it and thought he could have been a bit braver. Like when he made the subs, and nothing against McNulty, when he went off, they had a little bit more energy. But that's good management. You know, it's good management. You can't take that away. Carl McCall is a good manager, and he's got, you know, good players there. We knew it was going to be a battle to come here today, because I remember ringing Carl about 4 or 5 weeks ago on the coach, and I think Witten had just conceded 9, or, you know, when he was rock bottom, and I said, just keep going, because bad times are here, and then good times are around the corner, and Witten have done really well. They've come good, and we've come here on against a side that are on the up, take the Scarborough result out last week. So, you know, if you would have told me I was going get a point here, we're going to get a point here today, we would have said yeah. We've got three.
Second victory here at Wincham Park ever. and also our first Saturday win this year.
I know that. And Donny's just told me that in the dressing room, because we've been talking about it the last few weeks. Thanks to Ben for the game. He told me that about the away form at Wincham Park. But listen, this team has to turn around sometime. You know, we can't keep losing games of football. And, you know, as disappointed as Witten will be today, they've given a great account of themselves. We're delighted. You know, we needed to get that win. We needed to kind of, we've got a big week for the football club ahead now, going to Poland and, you know, next Saturday in the trophy. And when you're going to have a couple of weeks break away from the league, it was important that we got that 3 points today, and we've done it. But I'm not going to stand here all jubilant and say, you know, we thoroughly deserved it, because I think Witten played the part in a really good game.
So skewing is nicely into Wednesday night. How much of that is a game that you want to win and not just an excursion, an adventure for the club? Is it the same as any other game?
You can't enter a competition not wanting to win it. I mean, I've studied every single European game now. I've watched everyone. I've replayed them. I've watched them back, and I've really enjoyed it. And I've watched every side in it. And they're not taking it easy. You know, yes, we're not going to be at full strength because some people can't come. But we're going out there to win. You know, and people are paying good money. They're not paying good money just for a holiday. They're paying good money to go and watch a game of football. And we've got to arrive in Poland on Tuesday. We've got to train Wednesday morning. We've got to play Wednesday night. We've got to get back on the plane Thursday. Train Thursday night and get ready for a Runcorn game. But listen, it's a massive competition, and it's a thank you to everybody, you know, particularly the chair Adrian Seddon for masterminding this, and the fans that are going to come out there. So it's nice to be able to get on that plane with 3 points, and we'll certainly look forward and, you know, have a couple of drinks in Poland, but then get ready for Runcorn next week.
Neil Reynolds speaking to FC Live on Saturday. As discussed there, next up for the men's team will be the club's first game in the Phoenix Trophy as FC United travel to Warsaw. The game will be streamed live on the Phoenix Trophy YouTube channel, while full commentary will be available right here on FC Radio. Coverage begins on Wednesday evening at 7:15 p.m. To the women's team now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United took on BRN ESC in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. To hear if the Reds could make it through to the next round, it's over to Ben and Paul.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to Broadhurst Park. And you join us here on a Sunday afternoon for the return of Women's Team Live this week. It's a Women's FA Cup special as FC United enter the third qualifying round of this season's competition to take on the BRN ESC, otherwise known as the British Rail Sports and Social Club of Aintree. And joining me here, hopefully for a bit of a gallop, Stato Paul. I don't even know what that means, Paul, to be honest.
As long as I'm not sounding too hoarse this afternoon.
Very good. Look at him, he's off the rails already. Any more? Right, let's pace ourselves.
Yeah.
Right, third qualifying round, Paul. FC United's women's team currently sit step 4 of the women's pyramid. Today's opponents sit at step 7 in the Liverpool Women's and Youth Football League. They're currently top of the division. It is a tough test, but you'd think we'd be okay. But famous last words.
Obviously, they've got a gap to bridge, but it is the FA Cup. And knowing the FA Cup, there's always something unexpected around the corner. So if we don't take this 100% seriously, there could be an upset.
In the meantime, while we've been away, because FC United have had a week's break, there's been a couple of changes coming in. Caitlin Clancy and Keely Goodwin, brilliant forward. She's on the substitute's bench today, but Caitlin Clancy coming back straight into the team.
Yeah, I think Caitlin's been here before, so she knows the setup a bit better than others. Hopefully she'll bed in very quickly. We need defenders. That's the one problem this season we've had, not enough defenders. So hopefully, with Caitlin on board, we'll be a bit stronger at the back. We'll be creating stuff, as we know, through the game, because that's our strength.
Rigby just inside FC United's half, leaves it for O'Gara. Nice switch pass here to find Chambers on this left hand side. Chambers beats the full back into the penalty area, beats the centre back. Chambers shoots to the goalkeeper's left. Goalkeeper with absolutely no chance of saving that one. What a run for Gusta Chambers there, but great ball from Kate O'Gara to find her in the first place to start that move. 2 minutes on the clock, FC United 1-0 up. Out on the right hand side now is Mava plays the ball into the box towards the near post, and it's not been cleared yet by British Rail, and Chambers there. Well, no. It was awkward, very awkward there for Food on the back post. She was facing the wrong way. She was in a no-win situation there, so she was trying to shield the ball as much as she can. Obviously, Cook, the goalkeeper, couldn't pick it up, and there was Chambers, who pounced, put a tackle in, and that tackle went over the line. It's a corner to FC United. 10 minutes on the clock. Chambers to take it over on the far side. In it comes. That's a great ball in. Goalkeeper, good. Oh, I was about to say good hands, but she spilt it. And there was Donnellan. And I think the ball crossed the line. And I think Rigby's confirmed that by pointing at Donnellan as she's running off to celebrate. So Donnellan makes it 3-0 to FC United. 10 minutes on the clock. Hartley lays that ball off there to Smith. Smith infield finds O'Gara. O'Gara lays that off to Hartley. Hartley finds Rigby. Rigby's onside. Rigby nutmegs the defender. Rigby, can she get to this ball? She can. Rigby still with the ball. Good save by the goalkeeper. Who's following up? Chambers is going to get there. It breaks to Hunt. Hunt scores. And on 20 minutes, it's now 4-0. O'Gara. O'Gara, and she's onside, is Rigby. Rigby's one-on-one. Great finish. Tremendous finish from Ellie Rigby there on 26 minutes. British Rail playing the offside trap, but I think Food was playing Rigby on. And, here's Smith. Smith, edge of the box is Rigby. Rigby, though, is facing out towards the touchline. Has to play it to Smith. Mather. Great shot from Mather. And that was a shot. She levered it from the corner of the penalty area into the top corner, and on 29 minutes it's 6-0.
That was a devastating strike from distance from the right back, and you felt sorry for the keeper there. It just flashed in, didn't it? She didn't have a chance.
O'Gara finds Donnellan in a little pocket. Donnellan, nice bit of skill there by Hartley. She launches a shot. Oh, a fantastic finish. And on 34 minutes, Hartley makes it 7-0. That shot there coming in from about, what, 24, 25 yards out. Hartley is going to find that ball there to Chambers. Chambers is onside. Lets it bounce. It was a clever bit of play that by Chambers. Chambers is one-on-one, and that's a hat-trick. And the pick of the bunch into the top corner from 10 yards out. Superb stuff. And just past 39 minutes, FC United make it 8-0. And a first-half hat-trick for the FC United skipper. Corner ball to British Rail. 54 minutes on the clock. Their first of the game. Can they get a consolation goal to take back down the East Lancs? In it comes. It's a good ball in towards the near post. And that is the goal. And it was Grislew on the near post. And that was brilliant, wasn't it? Because she had no right to get ahead on that ball. And I don't think any FC United defender on that near post area was expecting someone just to nip in there and get a little sneaky header in. But that's exactly what Helen Brislew did.
Well, we said that.
And that's the goal, 8-1.
They've deserved a goal.
Donnellan plays this ball to Mather. Mather on the edge of the penalty area. Lays the ball off to Rigby. Shot comes in, it bounces. It breaks back to Mather. Mather lines up a shot. Oh, in off the post. And that's Mather's second on 55 minutes. And that's a fine finish. Two cracking goals and cracking finishes from FC United's Corey Mather. Hartley inside the centre circle. There's a pass there to find Chambers. Chambers is onside, beating the offside trap from the right. Chambers on a left foot. And that is double figures, 10-1. Just on 56 minutes. Chambers with a fourth. Rigby wins the header, gets it to Hartley. Hartley to Smith. Smith over on the left-hand side now of the penalty area. Smith, little scooped ball into the box to Hartley. Hartley shields that ball, finds O'Gara. O'Gara scores. 90 minutes on the clock. Hartley and O'Gara combining there inside the penalty area. And that's 11-1, all the ones. Chambers still with the ball, the captain. And well, British will keep the ball in play, but give it to Mather as a result into the near post.
Oh,
and there's
one.
Rigby, and into added time. Rigby there spotted an opening on the near post. The ball comes in, a cushioned header pass Cook, and it's now 12-1. Full time here at Broadhurst Park, and it's a pretty comprehensive victory for FC United in the third qualifying round of the Women's FA Cup. 12-1. The final score here at Broadhurst Park. Goals coming from Kirsty Chambers, four of them. A first half hat trick as well. Anya Donnellan scoring, Abby Hunt, Ellie Rigby scoring two goals, Corey Mather at right back scoring two goals, Ella Hartley and Kate O'Gara also scoring for FC United. For British Rail, should say Helen Brislew scoring on 54 minutes. Good goal on the near post from them. They got that goal. And I mean, we said about the performance, they could have folded at half time, but they have put in a very good second half display. The visitors, Paul.
Yeah, they're coming off the pitch to a good reception here. They tried hard for the 90 minutes. 8-0 down at half time. It wasn't looking very good for them, but to be fair, they've put a good shift in this afternoon. They were 3 down after 10 minutes and they were never going to get back on track after that. But we also have to appreciate the skills and the effort of the FC team this afternoon, who've showed some brilliant skills and ability on the ball. But the passing at times has been excellent and the finishing has been good.
It's a no-win situation for FC United because we're playing a step 7 side. You know, you're expected to win, but it's the nature of the victory, isn't it? And, you know, you can take your foot off the accelerator right away, but FC United didn't do that. In fact, they pretty much went into overdrive, scoring in the first couple of minutes, doubling their lead within 5 minutes. It was 3-0 by 10 minutes and then completely out of sight by 20 minutes. And that's what Tom would have expected. But,
yeah.
But it's easier said than done. It's what the team's produced.
And I also think, I mean, the fact that I think there were 7 different goal scorers today, that tells you something. And we go back to player of the match.
Well,
very, very interesting.
Let's have a chat.
Choice.
Firstly, I have to say, Olivia Cook, how many saves has she made in the British Rail goal?
We scored 12, she saved 12. So
some good saves in there. But Rachel Food at right back.
Yeah.
I think I said this in commentary, but the biggest compliment we can say to her is Kirsty Chambers had to switch wings.
Yeah.
Because Food was very, very good at right back. But I think it would be silly not to give it an FC United player. So Tom here's given us some, trying to influence our decision by getting Corey Mather to come up.
I think Corey Mather had an excellent game.
I do too.
Well,
I'm going to ask Corey Mather what she thinks. Well, Corey, big thank you for joining us. Good performance there. 2 goals. What did you make of it?
It was really tough running up and down the wing. Not used to it. But really enjoyed being out there, getting my name on the scoreline and everything like that.
Let's talk about your first goal. I said in commentary she meant that because she put laces through it.
Yeah.
You did mean
that,
didn't you?
I did mean it.
What a finish.
I've had a few comments saying it was a cross, but no, I definitely meant it.
And the second one as well. I mean, the second one was a great finish too. I mean, which one was your favourite?
The first one.
The first
definitely
one.
Definitely the first one.
Right, let's talk about the actual performance here because you're playing against a team. It's easier said than done because the longer the game goes on without you scoring, the bigger the banana skin gets.
Yeah.
But you didn't give them a chance really as a team.
No. We just stuck at it through the game, just keeping the ball, playing well. The performance shows a lot, doesn't it?
It
does. The scoreline shows a lot.
It does. The play in midfield was excellent, and you and Donnellan were just pushing forward. I mean,
yeah.
it's no accident that both fullbacks have scored today. Is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, we've been working on it in training.
Because when you first came to the club, you were a winger.
Yeah.
And Tom's made you play fullback. Are you enjoying that switch?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Even more so now that I'm able to get up the pitch and get myself a few crosses, get myself a few assists, goals. I'm absolutely loving it at the minute. But it is something that we have been working on in training. Get the players up the pitch, all the movement in the midfield area, Hartley, Kate, movement between Rigby. That's something that we have been working on.
And how important was the week off, that little recuperation period before this game?
I mean, I think it worked well for us. It came at a good time. I think we needed it. We needed it to reset. We've had 2 great training sessions this week, and I think it's showed in the game today. Every single player has been on fire. So.
And one thing about training as well, because it's something that's... Has this happened recently, the fact that you're now training at the same time as the men's team? Neil's brought it all together, hasn't it? How good is that side of things?
Yeah,
there was a Tuesday night game here a couple of weeks ago where most of the squad were here watching the men's team game. So how good's that side of developing the club off the pitch?
I think it's really good. I'm a big one for it. I really like it. And like the atmosphere. I think as well the girls put in a bit more effort because obviously the men are on the other side and we want to show what we are capable of. So it's worked really well.
What's your thought on play of the match? Because we were having a discussion there, and as soon as we started having a chat, Tom goes, "Oh, get Corey Mather up." So obviously Tom's made his decision. What's your thought?
I think all the players played well today. I'd probably say Hartley and Rigby. absolutely class in the middle. The movement, working around, moving the ball, both of them for me were absolutely class.
There you go. Chambers scored 4 goals.
She did.
I had Abby Hunt in my brain, actually. But
yeah, Abby was superb. I was thinking Ella Rigby myself, personally, but...
Yeah.
But
I'd go with Corey myself.
There you go.
100%.
We did say Corey had an outstanding game, to be fair. Yeah. Because, I mean, we remember as a winger, and you scored occasionally as a winger.
Yeah.
But to get 2 from fullback, that's quite an achievement. Yeah. With all that up and down.
And proper good fullback style goals, yeah. Just levering it.
And we were saying, actually, that the crosses you put in, we wish the men would do the same.
Yeah.
The low cross.
Corey could have got 5 assists today.
Well, that's it. Now you're training with the men. Get Michael Donoghue and Adam Dodd to just have a watch. Well, Corey, big congratulations today. And good luck in the next round.
Thank you.
All right, see you soon. Great. Thank you very much. Well, we're now joined by the manager of the women's team. And... just heard from Corey Mava.
Yep.
I said we had a big discussion at the end of that interview about who the player of the match is. And I said, obviously, Tom's trying to influence our decision. Firstly, Corey Mava's performance.
Unbelievable.
Really, really impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah. And like I say, we've had a good fortnight away from the pitch and been at the drawing board, and we've got a few plans we want to put in place. And Corey's vital around it. And from probably 30 minutes onwards today, it was perfect for us to set what we want to do with Corey and Anya going forward, however we approach the next few games. So massively impressive. We've now got to work on them attacking them purling deliveries, because in fairness to Corey, she probably should have got about 3 or 4 more assists from them balls she were delivering in the box. They just weren't being attacked enough. But yeah, performance was pretty much flawless from her.
Well, but
outstanding.
Both fullback scoring, so you can't get better than that, can you?
I think me and James were having a conversation in the first half, and I'd said after 30 minutes, Anya was my man of the match, and Corey must have heard it because she stepped up and wanted to prove us wrong. But no, I think the performances from the two of them were outstanding, and like I say, it gave us that opportunity to be more creative in the final third, because they were giving us the width. We could create overloads, get rotations in front of goal, and it caused them problems.
It is ridiculous that we're talking about, you know, play of the match and not considering Kirsty Chambers, who scored 4 goals.
Yeah, of course.
That was the captain's performance from her. Statle Paul went with Rigby.
Yeah.
I went with Abby Hunt.
Yeah.
There's arguments to say, you know, Hartley had a good game.
100%.
You know, Smith.
Yeah.
So, I mean, going into this game, the longer the game goes on, the bigger the banana skin gets. But you never gave him a shout.
That was the message. The first 20 minutes were vital for us, because in our heads, the way we'd looked at this was, we'd probably look at it if we were in their shoes. obviously, we were a few weeks ago against Fylde, but it didn't tee off how we wanted. First 20 minutes are vital. It doesn't matter what tier you're playing at. You've got that buzz. You're in the stadium. You know, it's a cup final for them. Obviously, it was vital we got in front, and it wasn't, you know, 0-0, and, you know, they've put us under the cosh for a bit of time, and, right, we're going in at half-time, it's 0-0, what we're doing. It was vital for us that first 20 minutes we competed and got our noses in front, and then that's why we were able to build on from there and push the full-backs higher, push the 7-11 in and create the overload in the middle of the pitch then.
So let's talk about... the FA Cup, we're through to the next round. How good is this for morale purposes?
Yeah, massively. I mean, obviously we crashed out of the trophy the other week, which was a massive issue for all of us involved, players and staff. Didn't sit well with anyone, but that's gone. We've got to move on from that. We've got the focus of the league and what can only really be a big first round draw now with all the big dogs jumping in.
Yeah, that first round match takes place in the middle of November. Mm-hmm. The draw's on Monday, probably.
Yeah.
On Monday. But next up is the league and Chorley.
Yeah.
Back here at Broaders Park next Sunday. Get yourself down there if you can make it. 2 o'clock kickoff. What's your thoughts on the league side of things? Because one thing we said in commentary today is that this game has given some players the ability to bed into the positions at last, because Hartley's had a great game, Rigby,
Hunt in midfield, had a good game before moving back to centre back. But the confidence must be have taken a big boost here.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I'll go back to the last fortnight. Obviously, we're training with the men now on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The last two weeks, four sessions have been electric. With the ball, without the ball, and we've been coming away from training session saying, have we actually turned a corner? Have we done it? And like I say, today was it could have been a banana skin, but we were on it from word go, and we were coming off very confident. Quite a few different goal scorers, like we said, like Anya, Rigby first more or less competitive goal, Abby Hunt getting on the score sheets. It's little milestones that you don't always consider, but now they're ticked off. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like Caitlin's got an hour under her belt, back at home, debut, competitive, in front of fans. It's just, like I say, it's small little wins. The biggest thing that we've seen with this team is, you know, we've put a performance out there today. It's depends what we see next week, doesn't it? But no, we've had a lot of discussions with players individually, as a team. Staff have literally been on it every single night for the last fortnight, and we're already doing too much for all our work-life balance, but we really do feel we've turned a corner. I just hope that I'm not jinxing us, because I've said it a few times this season now.
Just a mention for Keely Goodwin as well, because you mentioned Caitlin Clancy's return, but that's another new signing.
Keely hasn't featured competitively this year. She signed at the start of the season, had pre-season with Stockport, picked up an injury, and then obviously I've worked with Keely, and I've known Keely since you're about 11 year old, and it's a massive scoop for us really, because Keely's very versatile. She can play as a full-back, she can play wide forward, and she can play as a nine, and especially with losing the likes of Jordan Bailey now, and we're clear that's going to be a good few months now, which is a bit of a heartbreak for everyone, but Keely is very much another Jordan Bailey, so she fits the mould of what we're trying to create, and you'll see she's fearless, she's full of energy, she never gives up, and she'll bring a new intensity to the game again, and we've seen that in training.
And final thought, Tom, because I mentioned this to Corey, you've mentioned it here as well, the fact that the women's team are training with the men now, two nights a week, when that coincides with a league game for the men's team. We noticed a couple of weeks ago the team are here watching the game. We've heard Neil's plans for the academy, your plans for the academy.
Yeah,
it feels like we have turned a corner as a club, and it's really starting to come together now. It feels like
we have massively. I mean, I spoke to you within days of being announced, Ben, and this has always been my plan. When I met with Paul Renault, obviously I knew Tom Conroy before coming to the club. I was very clear on what I wanted to achieve, and they said, you tell me the barriers and we'll move them, and that's what we're doing, and without a shadow of a doubt this club is moving forward, both obviously as we know in the men's side of things, but the women's, and what you don't see going on behind the scenes as well. We have engagement on Monday nights for the recovery post-match. So we've gone from training once a week. Obviously, I wasn't privy to the intensity of it at the time scales, but we started 2 hours once a week. We're now at 4 hours and a recovery session, touching base on Monday nights. The communication we're having with players and the leadership groups increased. We're working out the office as much as we can. Like, I'm supporting Renault and Tom as much as I can with the academy structure we want to get in place, and it's moving forward, and I think we mentioned names, but they care, and it's being backed, and the odd result we lose away or we lose at home, it's horrible on the day, but it's a 3-5 year plan now on where we're going to take this club, and nobody ever wants to lose, but at the end of the day it is football, and I promise you the future is very bright, very red, and both male and female, we're flying.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations today, Tom. Through to the next round, and keep up the excellent work. And we'll speak again, hopefully after a win against Charlie on Sunday.
Top man. Cheers, Ben.
Women's team manager Tom Fitton there speaking after his side's progression in the FA Cup. And on that happy note, that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening. And from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.